Maybe two things I want to mention. So one is the partnerships that we're creating. So, one of those partnerships is with the Black Equity Collective and Live Free California, which is a coalition that's really focused on community safety and police violence and things like that. And in partnership with the California Black Freedom Fund, we've been all sort of moving together to really figure out how all of our networks can serve Black organizations and Black communities. And the thing I like about that partnership is that we all occupy different lanes. So we are very much about, sort of community organizing, again, sort of power building and voter engagement and things like that. The Black Equity Collective is very much focused on organizational sustainability and resiliency. And Live Free is both focused on kind of leadership development and maybe hyper focused on, again, criminal justice kind of issues. And so we've, formed this kind of constellation of organizations that are all moving together, but all have their different roles. And, there's a lot of, I think, overlap of groups in each of those networks, but also different organizations, and we're figuring out ways that we can share trainings, share learnings, come up with a collective strategy around civic engagement to really try to drive Black folks to be more civically engaged. Maybe two other partnerships I'll mention is Catalyst California. So I mentioned that they have done our data and analysis for our long-term vision and policy agenda. They also are co-sponsoring one of the bills that we're also on. And so we're still trying to figure out what, sort of strategic partnership long term looks like. But they've been a really good partner of ours. And then the Million Voters Project, which is made up of California Cause and a bunch of other organizations. We've really done a lot of communications work in that space. Looking to really sort of transition into that space as an official member sometime this year. So I think our partnerships, both within Black communities, right, and with all other sort of multiracial spaces, are really things that we are excited about and looking forward to. And then maybe the last thing I'll mention is we do a lot of, again, cultural work, and that includes being at community events. And so we did, there's a huge festival in the fall in Los Angeles called Taste of Soul. And so we had a big booth with a bunch of our different network partners, and it was called the like Black Power Network Square, where we were able to engage folks. And then just this past, maybe a couple of weeks ago, we were doing, we had a table at the B Black Joy Parade in Oakland. And it was just really good to engage with folks, one-on-one, put a face sort of to the name, at least, for them, right, that they might see our social media ads or get emails from us, but they were actually able to meet our staff. And I think we want to continue to do a lot more of that in the future.